This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Friday, June 28th, 2024. Today's top story involves the historic Palace Hotel in Ukiah and a heated controversy surrounding a $5.3 million funding request by the Guidiville Rancheria Tribe. The Palace Hotel, a 19th century landmark in Ukiah, is at the heart of a political and legal storm. Internal documents from the California Department of Toxic Substances Control revealed dissent over the tribe's request for state funds to demolish the hotel, sparking concerns about the integrity of a $500 million state program aimed at revitalizing contaminated sites. Diane Barkley, a division chief for the California Department of Toxic Substance Control, expressed concerns in a May memo that the tribe might be acting as a front for private investors seeking to redevelop the site under the guise of environmental remediation. In the memo, Barkley wrote, quote, "The millions of dollars requested for demolition do not align with our program's intent. This might not even be legal," unquote. This internal debate has led to a significant clash within the agency, pitting lower-level managers and staff attorneys against higher-ranking officials. Senior staff at the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, which oversees the Palace site, questioned the necessity of the demolition for environmental purposes. The tribe's application was stalled in March, and top officials are now in damage control mode. Allison Westcott, the deputy director of the California Department of Toxic Substance Control, clarified the current state of the application, saying, quote, "No funds will be awarded for the demolition. We are still reviewing a possible grant for further investigative work at the site," unquote. The controversy has also attracted local attention. Dennis Crean, a preservationist advocate, criticized the state and local handling of the Palace Hotel's future, saying, quote, "They've been trying to slip through a giveaway of our tax money. Fortunately, the truth is finally coming to light," unquote. The fate of the Palace Hotel remains uncertain. Although the city of Ukiah issued a demolition permit, no action has been taken by either the current owner or the Guidiville Group. City Manager Sage San Giacomo maintains that the city's role is limited to public safety, yet critics argue that public discussions have been insufficient. The Palace Hotel stands as a symbol of the complex interplay between historic preservation, public funding, and private interests. In other news, the state of California has approved a comprehensive audit of the County of Mendocino's practices, including finance, contracts, and elections. This audit comes after a series of tumultuous events that have raised concerns about governance in the county. The state legislature has appropriated $800,000 to fund an extensive 18-month audit of Mendocino County. The audit will scrutinize various county departments, highlighting issues that have brought the county to what State Senator Mike McGuire calls a, quote, "tipping point," unquote. Senator Mike McGuire, now California's Senate President pro temp, emphasized the need for transparency and accountability in Mendocino County. He said, quote, "The community deserves answers. The status quo doesn't work, which is why the state is stepping in," unquote. The decision to conduct the audit follows a series of troubling events in the county. The elected county auditor controller Shamise Cubbinson was suspended last fall after being charged with misuse of public funds. This move, initiated by District Attorney David Eister, has been controversial, with Cubbinson fighting the charges and filing a civil lawsuit against the Board of Supervisors for denying her due process. The Board of Supervisors declared a fiscal crisis due to delays in financial reporting, adding to the county's challenges. Mo Mulhern, chair of the Board of Supervisors, acknowledges the audit as an opportunity for improvement, saying, quote, "This audit will highlight our strengths and help us improve where needed. We look forward to the state's resources and knowledge to assist us," unquote. The audit will also cover the county's election practices, which have come under scrutiny after two significant errors earlier this year. Assessor County Clerk Katrina Bartlemay noted that her office was responsible for one of these errors involving incorrect voter information due to redistricting issues. State Auditor spokesperson Dana Seamus mentioned that while state audits of local government are not unusual, the situation in Mendocino County is particularly pressing. Seamus said, quote, "State audits are not unusual, and we have ongoing probes in various counties. This audit aims to provide facts and transparency," unquote. Mendocino County 5th District Supervisor Ted Williams, a vocal critic of the county's financial practices, sees the state audit as a necessary step forward, saying, quote, "This is an appropriate next step," unquote. As the audit unfolds, Mendocino County residents await the findings, which promise to bring clarity and hopefully pave the way for better governance and accountability. Now let's turn to Redwood Valley. This week, a coordinated law enforcement raid took place involving the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, along with the assistance from the Drug Enforcement Administration, as well as the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Drug Enforcement Administration Agent Casey Redig confirmed the ATF's leadership in the raid, though the ATF San Francisco Field Office has not yet commented. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Captain Quincy Cromer provided further details, saying, quote, "Sheriff's Office personnel were present to assist allied agencies on the Redwood Valley incident, but were not the primary investigating agency," unquote. The raid took place on Wednesday, June 26th, on Redwood Valley's Laughlin Way, according to community members who witnessed the event. They reported seeing multiple subjects detained, an armored vehicle, and a convoy of law enforcement officers. Some residents expressed concerns about low-flying drones over their properties, even though their homes were not the targets of the raid. We'll provide updates as more info becomes available. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.